Mark Halliday has a poem about an instrument he was once forced to play. Maybe you were too.
When I was in elementary school, we had to play tiny little flutes that were called tonettes. This is a poem called Tonette. Said yes to Tish and Pat in Mrs. Cockman's fourth grade when they asked if I'd be in a tonette trio with them to play down in the valley and working on the railroad in front of the class. Though I must have known it was risky, I said yes because life was so rich and startling and involved with the frightening beauty of the smiles of girls, and to say no seemed a terrible shrinking from the challenge of the glory of life. I said yes to Tish and Pat, and they smiled. But I didn't practice at home. What did I imagine would happen? It seems I felt the beauty of the girls and the courage of my yes would be enough, and my reward for just being there and standing up in front of the whole class amid the deluge of life's stunning overstimulation would be a magical rightness of fingering when I gripped the stubby black tonette and blew. I did not practice at home. There was my arithmetic to do, and studying our geography chapter about llamas in Peru, there was important cowboy action on TV. Surely I must have rehearsed once with Tish and Pat? But if so, I joked my way through it, and I suspect they supported my notion that girls needed to practice tonette, whereas a boy who got A's in arithmetic and must someday inherit the world's beauty would just naturally know every note to hit. But I didn't, oh Lord. All I could play was the first 6 or 8 notes of each song, and then confusion flooded me. I was terrifically lost in the gorgeous alien world. Tish and Pat played on, playing carefully to make up for the red-faced boy who stood beside them in front of the vast fourth-grade class and Mrs. Cockman who saw everything, and I kept twisting the mouthpiece of my black tonette all through the 100 hours of Tish and Pat playing every note of each enormous melody. I twisted that mouthpiece and made faces to indicate that if only my instrument were properly aligned, I could play down in the valley all day. Nobody believed that bit of theater for a second. Not for a second. When the epic performance ended, I went to my seat, grinning with ears like scarlet beacons. My grin tried to say, "Boys don't need music," but said instead, "I am lost on this planet." Mrs. Cockman let it pass and called on the next performers, and I sat, not quite knowing that I would never forget. Did I learn a lesson? Have I learned it yet? The beauty of Earth cannot merely be met. To stand up beside it, you've got to sweat. Yes is fine, but don't fake your tonette.
Mark Halliday's book of poems, Little Star, is published by William Morrow.